Yes, Laverne?
I'm sorry. Did we address KPFK and budget in the motion?
There's no motion on that from the Finance Committee that I know of.
Yeah, it was part of the. I initially sent them out on the 30th of August, and then I resent them today.
I believe you're referring to a motion for executive session?
No, not. Let's just see.
It was the one that you reviewed,
no,
the KPFK local station.
No, it wasn't the one specific about the one that goes into executive session, but
no.
The one that is similar to the motion that the recommendation in terms of KPFK's budget.
Okay, it's always in the same one. In that case, we'll need a motion to extend time to consider the second motion.
How long?
Right.
Yes, thank you, Wendy.
Mary Berg moves that we extend 10 minutes to consider this motion.
Is there a second?
Yes, second, Laverne.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, do you want to read the motion, Laverne?
Sure, it would be my pleasure. The PNB Finance, just a second. Sorry. The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the budget approved by the KPFK Local Station Board in the context of current and projected income, potential expenses, and cash flow. The committee finds that the financial situation at KPFK is potentially serious because major expenses are not reflected in the budget. And then there are three items I guess we can talk about. I'll continue. Specifically, legal contingency, GM transition, and CPB-HD grant matching. The committee recommends that KPFK station management include these expenses and identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $160,000 for the next fiscal year, FY08, in a revised budget for submission to the KPFK LSB by September the 5th, 2007. In the event that the KPFK LSB fails to approve a budget within these parameters, the management of that station should submit its budget directly to the CFO before September 13, 2007, for PNB Finance Committee review.
Okay, Lonnie, can you tell us the status of that? Has that management team also done that? Bonnie? Okay,
yeah,
here
we are. Can you? Yeah, that budget has been reviewed and revamped. It is not within the parameters discussed. It's $180,000 to the bottom line. The new CPB HD grant is now included, and expenses have been reviewed. And they had budgeted at $156,000 initially, so it goes up to $180,000. There is, again, some impact from a Finance Committee recommendation, potential impact for ED transition. And so those monies are in that budget for that as well. So from my point of view, it is meeting guideline at this point. Although I understand that the LSB has not given its final approval to the revised budget, but these items were fairly, you know, $100,000 or so was involved, so it had to be looked at by the LSB. They had to be aware of those significant changes to the budget. The recommendation was that it go back to them.
So could you clarify that this, I'm sorry, because I'm just losing focus from exhaustion. We still do need to act on this, correct?
Yeah, the LSB, as far as I know, has not, did they looked at it? Have they approve the revised budget?
No, the LSB had such an extensive agenda at its last meeting that we adjourned, or we're having an adjourned meeting that's going to be scheduled by our chair sometime in the next week or two. So we will be dealing with it, but we have not yet.
Okay, at this point, I'm considering it to be a budget that meets board guidelines and just awaits the LSB review.
So we do. So does that mean that the PMB does not need to consider this motion at this time? I don't mean to be dense. I'm just feeling stupid at the moment.
It is the same process. If the LSB meets in a timely way, the Finance Committee has to present and send out to the LSB, I mean to the board, these revised budgets. You know, we have that deadline of the 13th, where we'll be looking at all the budgets and then preparing it for presentation to the PMB. If the LSB fails to act, this motion would cover the process, similar to what we just decided on with WBAI.
Don White here.
Yeah.
Don? Gary Berg has a point of information, please.
Point of information first, yes.
My understanding is, from the bylaws, the LSB can approve it, but if it doesn't approve it, it goes through anyway. The LSBs don't have the power to disapprove a budget, to my knowledge. So if it now meets guidelines, why do we have to act at all tonight in that case, in any case?
It's being done essentially as a courtesy, recognizing the role of the LSB in the budget process, but providing a formal alternative that fails.
Okay,
at least that's
it.
How I understand it.
Thank
Don.
You.
Yeah, well, my only question to both LaVarne, maybe to all three, Dave, LaVarne, and our treasurer, Terry Goodman, in your judgment, is he totally aware of this motion that was just presented by LaVarne? Is he totally aware of this process? Because he's quite conscientious when it comes to financial issues, and I have a feeling that the meeting, which our chair is going to be calling, which Dave referenced, this probably will be a meeting in which this issue will come up. But I just want to make sure that Terry Goodman attended these meetings where this motion was put forward, and he's keenly aware of it.
May I answer? This is LaVarne. Yes, Terry is the treasurer, so he's an integral part of the Finance Committee, and with Alina's help on this motion, Terry was able to provide the wording on the motion with Linus' direction. This is basically a motion come from Linus.
So I think this will come to our LSB through Terry.
Terry is in support of the motion that Linus put forward and was able to craft the language. That's the term I need. And to craft the language on this motion. So, yes, he's keenly aware, and I believe that on this motion it passed without objection.
Okay, thank you.
Terry, so that means he voted for it, yes.
May I also add that the chair is very aware, and that's why we ran out of time.
That's right.
Point of information.
Ray, you add something, and then we're at time. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I actually have two questions. One of them is I understand that Lenny is extending that courtesy without setting up a date by which the board has to answer. And my second question is, wasn't the same courtesy extended to the VBI local board?
It was.
The answer?
No. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
I'm asking who will answer that.
I can answer. This is LaVarne. Absolutely. That's what the previous motion. This motion is basically crafted using the same language as the WBAI motion. And as Dave had pointed out, that's exactly the wording. That's what it does. It extends the courtesy to the LSB and their role in approving a budget. So, you know, absolutely the same courtesy was provided to BAI. In fact, this is the BAI motion provided the model for this motion.
No, I understand that, but I thought I heard Lenny say that even though they didn't meet as per this motion, that they're giving another chance to do so.
No, this motion, both motions call for this to go forward by the 13th.
Yes.
So the board was supposed to have met by the 5th, the local board. Anyway,
Lonnie, can you? It's just getting hard to focus on this.
Yeah, well, both boards did meet on the 5th, and but they weren't able to get to this particular item. So we're considering the 5th to be a moot date, and the boards have additional time.
Both boards.
Both. Yes.
Okay.
All right, folks, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, it's adopted. Michael, are you there? Woodson?
Yes, I'm here.
Do we have a tech committee report that needs processing at this time? Yes, Sandra, what's your point of information?
One more motion from the Finance Committee regarding the KPFT budget be approved.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Is there another one that I didn't see?
That I don't see here.
Yeah.
I don't
see that. Right. Basically, that was a notice to the PNB that the Finance Committee found that the budget presented by KPFT fit all, there were no issues there, and that we approved the budget for KPFT. Now, we'll ask the PNB to actually approve the budget when we have an in-person meeting and at the end of this month. But absolutely, Finance Committee, KPFT submitted the budget, and we all approved the budget. So I should have noted that, and I did include that motion there, but I think the PNB will actually approve the budget at the end of this month. Is that correct?
Thank you very. Yes, it will. That's correct. Thank you. So, Michael, is there anything from tech?
Point of order. I just want to say again that Sandra Rowan is on the Finance Committee, and I should have noted that in terms of what I submitted to the PNB, that the budget for KPFT was passed. Thank you, by the Finance Committee. To be passed
for
by the PNB.
For future reference, that's a point of personal privilege. But,
well, thank you, Dave.
If it's anything under parliamentary
rules. Well, I thought it was a lot, but particularly from KPFT,
right.
But thank you.
Okay. So, Michael, I'll ask you a third time, and then we'll both turn into pumpkins. Is there anything from the tech committee?
Well, we have some stuff to report, and we passed a motion to send to the PNB about working with the budget to give a little more support to the tech area so that we can get things off the ground. I don't think we need to get into the detail. I'm sure everybody wants me to say that, so I will. But, there is something to report, and we keep overlooking the importance of technology, especially because, we spend so much time talking about the button on Amy Goodman, and then we don't have the technology aspect in place to handle it, handle the benefit of that thing that we insisted on getting, as a major concession in our negotiations. So that's what I have to say at this point, I guess, unless you want me to go into detail.
No, I think if you could send us, have you transmitted to the board that motion? I seem to recall seeing it, but was that just a committee email, or has that come to the full board?
I don't recall.
Okay. If you could make sure we have that by the PMB meeting in person, we'll definitely act on it there.
The technology committee has one more meeting, and a lot of this will be set in place with that meeting
Great. Next
Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you very much. Lydia, are you the chair of the ED Search Committee?
Yes, I am, and we have three things we need votes on.
Tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll spend 3 1/3 minutes. That's 3 minutes, 20 seconds on each. Go for it.
Okay, so the first thing, because the committee met right before tonight's PNB, so these items came out of that. The first thing is that the committee has voted 2 weeks in a row to have the PNB approve a closed date immediately as of tonight's meeting. And the reason for that is because we're getting the same, the number of resumes have slowed down considerably, and we're also getting about the same types of resumes in. And so if we do not select an executive director by September 30th, we need to look at the entire process, including the job description, what it is that we want in order to attract the candidates that we choose to want. Also, we want to promote to select. I'm getting like Dave. I can't talk. Anyway, that we need to send the finalists to the PNB, and so we don't want the straggling too many more straggling resumes coming in. It has it hasn't improved the batch per se. But anyway, so that's the first item. So I move that we accept the committee's recommendation to have September 7th of 07 as the close date.
Just from a parliamentary point of view, it's the committee that's moving this.
That's
am I
right,
correct?
Right. Yes,
so the committee's motion right. is that there be a close date on ED applications of what date?
Tonight. September
tonight.
7th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tonight. September
today.
7th.
September
so
7th.
On the East Coast, this is retroactive by an hour and 4 minutes, and on the West
okay.
Coast, they people still
right.
have an
Whatever.
Hour and 56 minutes.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Please, Laverne.
Okay, well, it's open for debate. Go ahead, Laverne.
Okay. The close date, I'm just being informed of this, and I don't know the list of people, the resumes, you know. I think that people who are on the PNB who perhaps are like...
So I'm getting to that.
Can I continue? People who are searching or perhaps informed other people to get their resume in, I think that we need a little more time to let people know the close date, maybe a week from tonight, but not certainly not tonight. And perhaps we can, when will we see the list of resumes?
I'm getting to that.
And the other point I'd like to say is that... I don't think we should make any reference to quality of resumes at any point on the public call, and perhaps we could discuss that on the
report.
Wait. I want to just know if you are, Laverne, are you making a motion to extend the close date?
Well, I don't know if we have approved a motion to close it.
Well, you're wanting to amend it, essentially, to change the close date.
Is there a motion to close to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. Well, yeah.
I
would definitely like to amend to at least a week from tonight.
May I please get finished the report and then?
That's what I was going to ask. If you would please let the chair finish the report and then if you want to move a motion at that time.
Exactly. Okay.
So what I'll do is after you finish, I'll go back to Laverne and give her the opportunity to make.
Of course.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Thank you.
Okay. So, and of course, my comment was not meant to denigrate. I am saying in relation to what the job post is that we would have to reconsider the, you know, whatever it is that we're doing if we do not meet at the end of this process what it is that we're looking for. That was my only statement. So that's number one. The other thing is that we have interviewed six candidates that the committee identified to be interviewed. We completed those interviews today. So I am prepared to forward those resumes and their letters to the PNB tomorrow. And we were looking at dates for the PNB then to conduct its telephone conference interview, which is what we are recommending. Or a more in-depth interview of a number of candidates from that pool of six. So it'll be less than the six. I don't know how much less because we're meeting on Tuesday, next Tuesday, to decide who the committee recommends from the six for the PNB to interview. And we are recommending that those interviews, the dates that were discussed were the 14th, 17th, or 21st, the 17th I noted on the KPFT calendar after we adjourned was taken up by the programming committee. But given the fact that there is other business that we are going to have to carry over from tonight, then I don't want to be specific about the dates. The full PMB can discuss it. But we talked about the 14th because it would allow any plane reservations. I can now say that of the six, there's only one candidate who is out of state, and it is not, you know, very distant, but I spoke to our travel agent, and of course she would prefer it be 14 days out from the in-person meeting if that's what we're looking at for an in-person interview at our meeting in Berkeley, and or it can be 7 days, and at least that's better than doing it less than 7 days in terms of plane reservations. And so the issues, one more issue to consider that we would like the PMB to approve is that given that Dominga has is no longer with us as a full-time HR director, but she started the process with us and was extremely helpful in helping us to formulate the questions and what is appropriate and not appropriate to ask, et cetera, that we would like to request that we explore the possibility of contracting her if terms can be met between her and Pacifica, given that there's already been budgeted the salary for this month through the end of September, through the PMB meeting in Berkeley, so that she can join us on the call and help us to also help us to make the question recommendations for the PMB telecom. So those are the issues. It's closed date. It's, what was the other thing? It was Dominga, and it was choosing the date for the PNB to interview the candidate.
We don't even know Dominga's gone.
What? Yes,
so
I think Greg sent out a notice, wasn't it, to the full PNB? May not have been. If not, then I will forward that.
Yeah. Okay, that's a personnel issue. So what is before us at the moment? The first motion now is to the close date and the time?
Yes. First is the close date. That's a separate issue. First is the close date.
Point of information from Rip Robinson.
Yes, Rip.
I'd like to remind, or if someone could remind me, of the motion on August 24th to increase the pay to $100,000. That was the starting pay. Was that ever posted? And so have we ever benefited from that?
No, that motion was postponed, and if we have an immediate close date, that would be mooted anyway, because
okay.
I'm gonna recognize the amendments that's proposed by LaVarne that the close date be a week from tonight instead of tonight. Is there a second to that amendment?
I'll second that.
So from out in the depths of Houston, I hear Senator Rollins seconding. So even though she's half a mile away, we'll consider that open for debate. We don't have very much time, folks. So we do have 2 minutes left on the full item. LaVarne, I think you already motivated it. I'd like to.
I don't recall motivating it. I just recall that we needed enough.
I recall it being motivated when you made the point. So who would like to speak in favor?
Don White.
Go ahead.
Very briefly, I support this motion. I think it's really bad policy to end, to establish a deadline that on the East Coast has already passed, and here it's just about to be in effect. So I really don't think it's good policy to have this closing date today. I'm supporting the motion that it be a week from today, just so that anyone who's considering submitting an application has a little more time. So I think it's a good motion.
Is there who would like to speak opposed?
Mary Berg.
I think
quite often things are simply, they're open until filled, and so I don't think that it matters that you say it's open. It just means you can't proceed. You can't do anything for a week if you say that. But if it's open until filled, that if you don't say any one way or the other, that is my understanding that that's what's implied. So I don't see how it's simply the way things are done. So I don't know that I don't see any problem.
Okay, who would like to speak in favor?
This is Wendy.
Go ahead.
Just that I want to commend the committee for all the work they're doing, and I don't think that if we were to pass this motion right now that it would obstruct anything that they're doing. I think they should still move ahead. It would have been good if we got a heads up that this would be considered tonight. Hey, we want to cut it off today. Then people could have wrapped their heads around that. So I don't know. I don't know if we need a whole week, but I think it should be. I'm supporting the motion.
Okay. May we go to a vote? Thank you. We're at time. We're at time. So actually, so we do go to a vote. So is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing no objection to the amendment, the motion is amended. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Hearing none, that's adopted. Oh, there is an objection. We call the roll.
The objection would be that we would extend it for a week.
Oh, well, okay, that's the objection to the amendment. Then will you call the roll on the amendment, Mary?
This is the amendment. Okay. Hang on. Can't get my fingers working correctly. Okay, there, I got the page in front of me. Okay, this is the vote on the amendment.
A point of order.
Yes, Don?
Yeah, I'm confused. Did Chandra raise now an objection to the amendment which was passed without objection?
Because of muting and people having time, not getting on in time to raise it, and people...
Oh, I see.
I recognize it, so we'll just take the vote.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Laverne?
This is for the amendment, right?
Yeah, your amendment.
Yes. Thank
okay.
You.
Sarv Randhawa? I don't know if Sarv's there. I don't hear anything. Chandra Hauptmann?
No.
Mary Berg? No. Don White?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline? Sandra?
Deep in the heart of Texas?
I don't know. She's in the deep in the bowels of. Yes, did I hear you? Sandra?
This is
Sandra. Yeah, she said yes.
Well, I heard Wendy say yes. Okay. Wendy, what did you say?
I said yes.
I never heard Sandra.
Well, maybe ask her again. But her name's pronounced Sandra, so that's part of the problem.
Sandra.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I said Rawline. Sandra Rawline. Okay?
Thank you, Maury.
Sandra, they can't hear you. Are you voting or not?
She said yes.
I'm voting. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Bob Lederer?
No.
Ray LaForest?
I pass.
Okay. A.C. Byrd?
No.
Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Okay. It's back to you again, Ray.
Abstain.
Okay. I think that's everyone. Yes. Is there anyone who wants to vote? I didn't call. Huh? Sarv, you're back again. Okay. What is your vote?
I abstain.
You abstain? You're very soft. Is that what you said? Abstain?
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
At least you're soft on this phone. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No.
I change my vote. Nope.
You change your vote to no. All right. And that's 7 no. So, okay. And 2 abstentions. Okay. No, 1. I'm sorry. 1 abstention. Okay. So, it fails. 6 yes and 7 no.
Okay, now we're at the main motion, which is to close.
Hello, this is Laverne.
Yes.
I counted 7 yes.
Okay, I've got Rip Robbins, let me see. Rip, Wendy, Sandra, Michael, Don White, Laverne. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 I get out of that. Then the nose.
Hey, Sandra.
She voted yes. I counted her yes.
Okay.
Wendy, Sandra, Michael, Don White, Laverne Williams, and Rip Robbins.
Okay, that fails. So now the main motion is to close applications effective tonight. Is there objection to that?
Yes.
Okay, we call the roll, Mary.
Okay. Main motion. Okay. Okay, well, Rip Robbins?
I pass.
Okay. A.C. Bird? A.C.? I'll come back to you, A.C. Okay. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Sandra Brawline?
No.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Pass? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Was it tonight?
The difference. Okay, thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Don White? I'll come back to Don, I guess. Mary Burke says yes. Chandra Helpman?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Okay. Don White, are you...
Yeah, on principle, no.
You're voting no. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have A.C. Bird. I don't know.
Voting yes.
You're voting yes. Okay. And now Rip Robbins, you pass.
Right. And just clarify the motion. This establishes the cutoff as tonight. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then I would vote no.
Okay. I think that's everybody that's on board, so to speak. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No's are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, that prevails. So now we're past time on the item overall, but I understand there are two more components we need to vote on. Is that correct,
yes,
Lydia?
That's correct.
Okay,
Brian,
is there a motion
to extend
time?
I'm
how long?
I'm going to extend by 10 minutes. Hopefully these are not controversial.
Okay, I'll lay out.
Yeah.
Is there an objection to extending 10 minutes for these apparently uncontroversial items? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll extend. If they're genuinely not controversial, can we take them as a consent calendar?
Oh, lovely idea.
Okay.
Oh, hell,
one...
You know what? Just trying to do that is going to make the whole thing go haywire.
Okay.
Just give me the first one.
Okay, the first one is just picking a date for the for the PNB to do the teleconference of the candidates.
Oh, we'll do that.
What we're recommending.
We'll do that. We'll do that at the end of the meeting because we have to set it for
Thing
too.
Okay.
What's the other one?
Then the other one is Dominga, and I understand it doesn't have a financial impact since her salary was already budgeted through this month. And we're not asking a full-time thing. We just need her to work and ask her to be present, hopefully, if she's available for the PNB interview so that she can meet with the PNB in advance and go over some of the things that we need to be aware of when we're interviewing the candidates and help us to formulate recommended questions for the PNB to consider.
I don't think that requires a motion by the resolution by the PNB. The ED is perfectly able to authorize expenditures like that.
Okay. And then I would just like to make one request is that if people from the board can please send the ED search committee questions that they feel are important to include before Tuesday, because that's our next meeting.
And Lydia?
What now? Let's see. You're asking the board to do what now?
Interview questions.
I'll send it by email. Everybody else has
thing,
to hear it too.
The next thing is the last thing for public session, and that is setting a date. We can either try and do that now or we can do it via email. I heard the date of the 21st, Friday the 21st, suggested.
What we had said, even though the 21st gives us more time as a board to consider everything, but it gives us less time to inform the candidates which candidates would be going to the in-person meeting, and it would be more expensive in terms of travel.
That's true.
So what is the recommendation?
So our recommendation initially was the 17th because it falls in between the two, but it's taken by the program committee. So
they could move. I mean, they might want to move.
I want to hear a motion. I don't want to.
So my motion is the 14th and 21st.
Well, wait a minute.
You know, it's up to the board. I mean, it gets complicated because we now
have... Can I get a motion of a date?
The 14th.
14th or 21st.
21st.
That's the board. Or is a difficult thing there. The way the board processes motions is you say, I propose 14th. The 14th.
14th.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing this in 1 week?
This is Bob.
And Wendy.
Yeah, Bob.
Not an objection. I just want to tell the board that I spoke to Casey after that item was over, and he said he really hopes we will meet on the 14th because he needs answers to design the ballot by shortly after that.
Okay.
And one real quick comment.
Yeah, Wendy.
Well, besides the fact that we want people to be able to get the cheapest airfares, we have a certain degree of professional. We want to tell any finalists before the 21st that they're being considered on the
20th. Yeah, so they can make their plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Without objection, may we agree to a week from tonight at, I'd like to do it at 6 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, not 8:30 for a personal reason.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what time?
9 p.m.
Eastern.
Okay, and then we will send you on Tuesday the list of the candidates. I do not anticipate it would be more than four.
But you're going to send the resumes tomorrow, you said?
Tomorrow, yes.
Quick question, Dave, on the time issue.
Same
here.
Could we possibly meet earlier? We're going to have a packed agenda to deal with all of the bylaws issues and four interviews perhaps?
We're not dealing with bylaws issues.
Yes.
I do not anticipate at this time that it would be more than four.
Right.
Okay, so we can start at 8:30 then.
Well, or perhaps we could start at 8 o'clock. Someone else could chair.
No, that doesn't work out. Sorry for that. I'm getting there, too.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes, AC.
Yeah, we're saying Wednesday the 14th. Is that next?
No. It's Friday the 14th.
Oh, Friday. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
Okay, and then may I anticipate that the interviews will be first on the agenda?
We'll deal with that offline. We'll just deal with that in the scheduling of the meeting. It's too late for us to take this kind of time on this kind of detail.
It's part of the ED recommendation if there's other business going to be added. So I think it is relevant because we're dealing with a candidate.
So you're saying what, Lydia? I didn't write it down yet.
Lydia, do you really consider that the board needs to hold a vote on the order of the meeting?
Because, Dave, what has happened is that the committee envisioned an evening to be set aside just to do the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Given the nature of what happened this evening, we're going to have to carry over other business that was not anticipated by the committee. So what I moved was a date for interviews for the candidates. So I'm saying if the board is going to take on other business, then given that this was specifically an executive director search committee motion to meet on the 14th, the first motion on the table, nothing else, then I think at least the candidates should then be interviewed first before you discuss any other P&B. Business because it was a motion from the ED search committee. It has nothing to do with the rest of the board business for us. So,
Mary Berg, point of information. Is there any reason we can't ask?
Can you take over? I can't do this anymore at the moment. Can you please finish this section of it? I'll take over an executive session. Are you there, sir?
Sure.
Thank you.
I had a point of information.
Go ahead, Mary.
Is there any reason we can't ask the programming committee to change its meeting? We could then interview the people on the 17th, which was your first choice anyway.
I don't know. I don't even know who's chair or how to do that. We just voted.
I don't know who's chair either.
Lydia?
Yes?
You
you want it on the 14th?
We just voted for
just a second.
We just voted for the 14th.
I understand, but you want it on the first item on the agenda. You want
Because there is no other motion for any other meeting to be set as of this time. The PMB has not discussed when it's going to set its meeting for the rest of its business.
Okay, I'm just
this is a, yeah. So right now, the only thing that was passed was the ED search recommendation to interview the candidates on the 14th. That's the meeting that's scheduled.
Okay.
This is Wendy.
So, go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I mean, I'm with Lydia that this is something that we have control over. We stick to a schedule. We schedule the candidate interviews first. We can still have our other meeting at the same on the same day, but we have a chance to show these people that we actually are together on stuff, and so let's do that. We can't have them sitting around waiting for us to get done with our other stuff that we extend over and over.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to putting on the first item on the agenda, the interviewing the candidate?
This is Bob. No objection, but a point of information. How long does Lydia anticipate each interview would be? Would it be 30 minutes or 60 minutes per person?
The committee hasn't discussed that. But I would say based on the lengthiest interview that we have conducted, it took 45 minutes, the lengthiest one. The others took 25.
On the average, about half hour.
And we stuck to our time.
On the average,
it was half hour, but for a more in-depth interview, because we only asked, you know, like maybe a dozen questions.
Okay.
And there are only 9 of us versus the full board. So
right.
I think we need to be realistic.
I think so, too.
Oh. That's why we had, you know.
Okay.
One more thing, sir.
Okay, just a second. So we all agree that on the first item on the agenda would be the interviewing the candidate. Right? No objections to that?
Sir?
Yes.
There could be if they were too long. I would just like to urge the committee to come up with a really strict schedule, and it's really important that no candidate get any more time than any other candidate. So, I mean, I don't know. What if you have them, like, have it be 15 minutes for them to talk about themselves and you to introduce them, and then 15 for the board to ask questions,
we're going to make
just one person at a time. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we are going to make a recommendations, which, as I said before, if Dominga can join us for the call, we can spend half an hour before the interviews going over the methodology. And so I would just urge the pressing questions that the PMB has to send them to us. What worked for the committee really well was that ahead of time, we selected questions. And this actually were culled from some of the previous search committee's questions that they asked. And then we left some time available to ask questions specific to the resume. And our first questions were specific to the job description. And we were on time with every single interview, except today one did go over. But all the others were perfectly on time. As long as we all prepared, we had scripted questions, and it moved very quickly and efficiently. So if
you know,
can get us questions, we'll be fine, and we'll move
you.
It along.
You know, one thing we do know that it doesn't matter how much time we allocate ahead of time. It always ends up a lot more than we ever allocated.
Mary Berg,
so,
I'd like to speak to the point.
But
please.
Well, we will. The first item on the agenda that we don't have any problem with is the ED candidate interviews.
Mary Berg, I'd like
okay.
to speak to this issue, please.
Yeah, this is Dave. I'm back. I need to speak to it, too.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well,
what about Mary?
Mary.
I asked 3 times if
go
I
ahead.
Could. I simply want to say I don't know why one candidate doesn't have more than another, that one candidate might have more questions that we need. This is the ED. This isn't a dance or something.
It's
and we need to think about what we're asking, and if we see the people, another question might occur. So I think I don't want to cut off anything that we might. I don't want to say 15 minutes, and then we go through extend time. This is silly. We ask pertinent questions, and we figure them out. I agree with all that, but let's not try to structure this in a way that just doesn't make sense. And that there is, we have then a very long meeting because We have this other item that apparently is also supposed to be on the 14th, so I'm not sure what we can do. Maybe we could have that on the 13th or something.
Rip Robbins here.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, Dave was next.
Yeah, I personally think that it's not entirely clear to me that we need a, well, maybe we have to vote as a PMB, but the most important thing is that the bylaws amendment is an issue that's held in public session and the ED interviews are in executive session. And personally, I don't want to hire an ED who doesn't know about our board meetings and our teleconferences. If they can't stay up till midnight Eastern for these things, they're not going to fare well as ED. I think we need to do our bylaws issues in public first.
Rip?
This is Lydia. Could you also add me to this deck?
Yeah. Well, what I would say is that these interviews are very important. This is the person that takes up a lot of attention from the board and by the board and with the board over. I mean, we basically live with this person. So I agree that the interviews need to be longer format and structured in a way that is not like a Robert's Rules meeting, but really does do an interview a proper manner. And why couldn't we divide this up and have a regular board meeting one night and then just a specific night so that we're not doing a big marathon a couple hours each night, Monday the 17th, and Friday. Otherwise, you're going to spend two Fridays in a row leading up to the PN in the first meeting. That's what I have to say. Thanks.
Okay, this is Lydia, if I may clarify.
Go ahead, Lydia. Go ahead.
Okay, once again, for like the umpteenth time, this motion that we passed was from the Executive Director Search Committee only to point out a date for the interviews. We haven't even, as a board, dealt with the other meeting. The PMB meeting is a separate issue. My motion that we passed was strictly for the ED interviews. We did not envision doing other business on that night.
All right.
Well,
so anyway, so that's 18th, you said?
What?
Which date was it?
14th.
14th?
The 14th, but...
No, Lydia, which date...
Yes, the 14th is what we voted on. That's what was passed for the interviews. And I agree with Rip that we should pick a different night to do our other business.
Point of order. I had suggested that we do that the 13th.
Just a second, Mary. Just a second. Hold it. If we already passed that on the 14th, we'll have these interviews. We already passed it. So what are we debating here? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, my understanding is that part of this motion was to hold that meeting, and we would also deal with the bylaws. That was why Bob raised the point of his having discussed with Casey the need to hold the meeting on the 14th. And while I understand the point about not a marathon, personally, I can't, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I can't keep eating up, you know, nights, because if we don't, the problem is that we don't exercise any discipline, and we don't come all focused on getting through the business quickly. And I just think we have to, you know, suck it up and do our business. And that's what any ED who's going to be part of this organization has to be able to accommodate as well.
Okay. Can I suggest something here? Could we, on the 14th, could we interview the candidates, and right after them we can hold the bylaws committee meeting?
That's what I recommend was proposed.
Okay. That's the alternative to doing it the other way around, yeah.
Okay. How about that? Is there anybody?
Well, that's what Lydia proposed in the first place.
I object to that. I won't hold this up because I just want to get off this call worse than I want to do anything else in this world.
Thank you.
Okay. Then I will proceed to send the stations, and we know how to schedule then the meeting, and we'll move forward on Tuesday and send out our schedule of interviewees.
Okay. So is there any objections to that? If not, then let's go there and do that.
Okay, so that's the end of our public session agenda. We'll reconvene in 5 minutes in executive session.
Thank you.
I'll see you all there. Thank you.